Let's see the first sentence.
您忙吗?您忙吗?
We learned in lesson 1 that a sentence becomes an interrogative if we add 吗 at the end. For example,
您好吗?您好吗?您忙吗?您忙吗?
This asks people if they're busy or not. It usually refers to their job, like if they need to work overtime or other stuff. When we ask,
王先生,您现在忙吗?王先生,您现在忙吗?
We're asking if Mr. Wang is busy or dealing with something now. So, what will you say if people ask you,
您忙吗?
You can say,
我很忙,我很忙,
or 我不忙,我不忙, 不, 不, 不 means no or not.For example,
不行,不好,不可以。
不 creates a negative sentence. For example,
他很高,
他很高 is an affirmative sentence.
他不高,他不高
is a negative sentence.
他会说中文,他会说中文。
Is an affirmative sentence.
他不会说中文。他不会说中文
is a negative sentence. Did you notice that 不 has more than one pronunciation? For example,
不行，不行，不好，不好，不可以。不可以
and
不忙不忙
These are all pronounced 不
不
However
不会不会不是不是不要不要
These are pronounced 不
不
The two pronunciations are different, but they are both negative markers.
N, N,
is one type of interrogative. We usually put it at the end of a sentence. For example,
我很忙,您呢?我很忙,您呢?我不忙。那你呢?我不忙。那你呢?
In addition to asking a question, it could also ask for a reply. We can express ourselves first and then ask another person to reply. For example,
我会说中文,您呢?我会说中文,您呢?
We can also ask other people's situations. For example,
您很忙,李先生呢?您很忙,李先生呢?李先生很忙,王先生呢?李先生很忙,王先生呢?
Now, let's introduce some new words below. Let's start with Yeah. There are several meanings of yeah in Chinese. Here we're going to explain its common usage. In the video, the word yeah in 他也不忙 means either. Another meaning is in
他去我也去他去我也去
This means they both will go.
我不忙。他也不忙。我不忙。他也不忙。
Now let's look at 闷。闷。闷 can't be used alone, because it makes a word become plural. For example, 我 is singular, and 我们 is plural.
我们我们
你你们你们他他们他们朋友们 or 同学们 The last word we're going to learn today is 都 which means both or all.
我们都不忙我们都不忙
or 我们都很忙我们都很忙 Let's practice more. If you want to greet a person, you can say
你好吗
He or she could answer
我很好
If you say
你们好吗你们好吗
They can answer
我们都很好。我们都很好。